You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Called Kior. The material that I use for the Kior is the mirror that the ladies used in Mitzrayim. First of all, Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom was not pleased with the suggestion and rejected it. And then Hashem said, no, you know, I like this material and actually is dear to me, so make a Kior out of it. So now the question is, well, what's the philosophy behind that the vessel that the Kohanim, they did Netilah, had to be from the mirror? What was the connection? Why Hashem wanted that?
Because the ladies went through such a hardship, they still keep themselves beautiful for the husband, so the generation keep continuing.
But what has anything to do with the service of Kohen when it goes to...
Say?
To think about your wife, you mean?
No, to water the fingers and the feet when they kness la avodah, lo yamutu, it gives life. It enables them to have life and not to die.
The mirror?
Mirror, the same way the ladies were able to continue the life.
Because the mirror that was given from the wife, the same way that wife gives life to the husband, is that what you're saying? It's a beautiful chidush. Very nice, very nice. Yeah. And you have to pass it around to the ladies. Beautiful, very nice. So now there's an interesting point, as Kala Kadosh, you know, presented a very beautiful insight. That actually, what is called the tahara? What is tahara is called? How do you know you're tahor?
You sacrifice from yourself to give to somebody else.
Beautiful, very nice. Sacrifice is one of the effort that you can do. It's a beautiful psychology that is brought to find out when you're tahor or not. You have to look at the mirror. You hear me, or?
A lot of people look at the mirror, but they think they are tahor, but they are not tahor.
No, so that's why we have personal made mirror. See, there's some mirror that makes you tall. There's a mirror that makes you wide. You have seen those mirrors?
Yeah.
Make you skinny. You know, there are all types of mirrors that, you know, it's called such a satisfactory mirror. Actually, they're liar mirrors. The shaker.
Or imagination.
Right. So now here, the message is very interesting, and that is, in life, we also, just like the mirror, we want to make ourselves taller, right? So like, let's say a basketball player, right? You become a celebrity, right? You know, when you see him on the street, you know, they ask for his signature. Why? Because he can make a shot on the basket. You know what that is? So what the olam haba they give you? Or you can make a goal, a soccer player. Or the lift waiter, you know, you can lift up, what is the world record, 500 pounds, kilo, whatever. But here, the message is that we learn, Rabbeinu Sholem is teaching us the only way that you can stay pure to look at the mirror. Why? Because the real mirror can never lie to you. It's very scary. That means you can lie to anybody. And people think, you know, you're this, you're that, the janab, this, that, you know. It's a very interesting point. There happened to be a ceremony, and there was a very, very well-known person was among the audience, and you know, the one that calls the people, she says, Mr. How do you give the title to people? So it's a day.
Sir,
and then
it's honor.
Honor. What is the titles they attach to it? Giving, generous, holding the whole world. You know, all these things. So they see nobody's coming up. So the one that was sitting next to him says, "Why don't you go?" She says, "I want to hear it again." Why you go? You know, why you miss out? They didn't give you such a boost, you know? All these shekarim that give you these lies and this, all the flattering, you know, you want to hear it again. So that's what exactly it is. You know, the people, they have such an artificial boost that they live with it. And they look at this mirror, it lies to them. So I mean, it makes them big, makes them this, you know. But here, the point of matter here is, the only simcha here is, the real simcha here is, that you be able, honest, to look at the mirror and say, "Hey, this is me, this is me, this is me." And you know, you can make such a phony character out of yourself, and it's ridiculous, and it's not true at all, it's not true at all. But that's how people, they like to live with falsehood. Shaken, shaken. And here, that's what the whole message is. You want to become tahor? Look at the mirror. Because the mirror is not going to lie to you. And that's what exactly the depth of matter here is. The reality, the truth, unfortunately, something that is forgotten, denied.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.